GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, bringing the computer geeks on the radio. From Midcoast iPhone Repair, Chris Quimby. How are you, Mr. Man?
I have a kink in my neck. I'm hoping Chris will fix that.
Oh, the other Chris. That would be Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room. I don't know if you work on necks and backs, but you work on laptops and computers, don't you, Mr. Man?
I do. I stay away from the human body as much as I can.
Okay. Already some questions are coming in the MTG text line, including the question we asked listeners before we came on the air. And this is based on what you guys sent us in the Facebook Messenger. At the bottom, at least I think you've got a Samsung, don't you, George? What do you got? And what do you got?
I've got an LG 7 Android.
Okay, on the front where you have your apps, do you have the little bar at the bottom where you can put your most used apps? It's called a cradle. And everyone, open up your phones. If you're driving, be super careful.
Yeah, okay? Of course I do.
Okay,
yeah.
So how many apps can you keep in your cradle?
The cat's in the cradle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 there now.
You can keep 7 apps down at the bottom of your phone in your cradle? Wow, that's good.
7 there now.
Okay. I see that you've got 4 on yours, Chris Downs.
Yep.
And how many do you have on yours, Chris Quimby?
Well, I think we can only have 4, right?
Unless you've got the iPhone. Unless you got the other phone. A little closer to your microphone, if you would, Chris Quimby,
certainly.
Please. Okay.
Now, I don't put them there. The phone puts them there.
That's not true.
Take control of your life.
Put your most used apps there if you chose to do so. This person wrote to us, what's in my cradle beside the cat? This person writes, okay, my phone app, my texting app, my Facebook Messenger app, and my camera app. For them, that's the 4 most used apps.
I'm 3/4 identical to them, except I don't have, what was the last one you said?
The camera app is their last one that they have there.
Yeah, because I can swipe up and get my camera app, but I've got my calendar there.
Oh, wait, on your phone, can't you just go swipe sideways? When it's closed, can you just swipe sideways?
Listen, my phone can do a lot of things I don't know about.
And instantly open your... Wait, you're the guy the phone...
No, I tell people I'm a hardware repair person. I'm not a teenager.
All right. What do you have as your 4 apps on your phone in your cradle, Chris Downs?
Phone, email, calendar, and camera. Because I'm old-fashioned. I like to actually hit the camera app.
And camera.
Yeah, I just swipe up and then hit the camera app from the control center.
Yeah. What, and you got 7 on yours, George, because you got a fancy phone. What are the 7? And are they the most used apps on your phone, or have you just been doing whatever's been there?
That's probably. I got the phone.
Uh-huh.
I've got Google. Text messaging, which I get mostly.
Breitbart.
Weather Channel, which I use. Facebook, my camera, and Google when I buy stuff.
Your app store?
Never heard of that one.
Or app store. Google Play, perhaps?
What is it? It's Google Play, yeah.
Yeah, Google Play.
Procedural question. I have a friend asking what the text line number is.
601-207-GHRT. That's 601-207-4478.
Thank you.
In having this conversation, I realized, because you guys sent this in the message yesterday, I don't have my most used apps in my cradle.
Well, no, nor do... No, I don't have my favorite apps in my cradle. I never even called it a cradle. I like that name for it. It's probably
I never knew it was called a cradle.
No, it sounds
I don't even know if it's called a cradle. I just said that.
No, I like it. It's
I think I picked those 4 a long time ago, and I just haven't moved them around. I'm definitely not the 4 I use the most, probably.
They're ones I wouldn't want to mess around and go to different pages for.
Right, you want them quick.
I was thinking last night of my 3 favorite ones, and I tried not to overthink it, and that's independent. Only one of those in my cradle is what I would consider one of my favorite apps.
Well, I said most used, not favorite.
Okay.
But I guess maybe favorite, and this person writes to us, I have eBay in my cradle. And I hope your bank app is also in there, too, so you can compare.
I don't even have it on my phone.
How much is going out versus how much is coming in, right? I have I have 2 calendars in my cradle, and one is for our show, George, and the other is for the other job. And I never use the tiny, and in fact, I get reminders to say, hey, you haven't logged into your tiny calendar app in like 3 years. Why do you hate us?
Can't you integrate them into one calendar?
It's better to leave them separate.
Okay. Enough said.
With Chris and I running businesses, I'm assuming you use your calendar app when you schedule people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
The thing that my phone does that drives me a little crazy is if I don't use the app for a length of time, It doesn't take it off the phone, but it shuts it down. So when I go to use it, I have to wait till it reloads.
And I believe there's a setting where you can modify that kind of activity. I know in the iPhone, I can choose to have it offload infrequently used apps. And most of my apps, I don't use that much. And I will say, since nobody asked, I don't even know where half of my apps are. I know the ones I use most frequently I have on my front page. But like if I'm going to watch a Celtics game on TNT or something, you know, I just do that little swipe down thing and I search for it. Type in TN, it populates, and I click on it and find it.
But does
it
still
way.
Bother you when people's phones aren't organized? I have a significant other whose phone is really not organized, and it's a little pet peeve on me.
A significant other?
Yeah. I was going to say, really? Well, this particular wife of yours.
I put all my news.
Wouldn't that be the lovely Mrs. Downs?
I'm trying to back off picking on her on the show.
I put all the news on one page, you know, what I'm watching.
Is it a page or a folder that you have it on?
Well, it's a I call it a page.
So you swipe and it comes to an entire page. It's not in a folder. You swipe in your page and you've got your page that
but
has
I'm
all
a,
your
I'm
news.
A news kind of freak, so I've got 3, 5, 10, 15 I got 15 news.
I have a separate page for fake news.
Is it the one all the way over?
Yeah. It's called the internet.
The last little dot.
I put it way over on the left.
I've got
Waka, waka, waka.
I've got the BBC and Reuters, all kinds of them.
If I'm being perfectly honest, my most favorite app is one I don't use nearly enough. That's my credit card processing app. It turns your money into my money.
Oh, I get that.
You know what would make a good topic for us sometime is to actually, I don't want to commandeer the discussion here, but
no, go ahead.
To talk about how people get their news. Like,
oh, no, that happens every time I go on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That topic comes up
Does
already.
It really?
So, yeah. And could you please get closer to your microphone for crying out loud?
I'm going to be basically making out with it here in a moment.
Or turn up microphone number one, if you would, George, please.
Because I don't know how many people have spoken on this microphone and what the microphone hygiene is.
I sprayed it before you got here.
Mm-hmm. With what?
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we are.
All right,
okay.
Sorry.
John and Waldo writes to us, I have my phone, text, messenger, and instant messaging responding in my cradle. Because I am a firefighter, and that taps me into my EMT paging system.
Cool.
But it was interesting that you said this, because in realizing, and now I'm ready to go and rearrange my apps on my phone to put my most used apps now down in the cradle, which I think would be
that makes sense.
Spotify, my Bible app, and my white noise app, mm-hmm. along with my email app. No, probably text messages need to be there. So I got to move one out of there. Maybe the white noise I'll move out of there.
I don't want my most used app easy to get to, because my most used app is Facebook.
And yeah.
Frankly, I wish it wasn't so easy to get to.
That's so there's a good an thought. Idea to move it away.
Yeah. I did a spot on the TV once talking about how to limit your own, for self-control, your own use on online. And that was one of the suggestions that they make is to put those on a page that you don't access as much. And I did that for like a couple of days, and it worked so well that I missed Facebook so much that I put it back on the front.
Do you have a shortcuts app on your phone, George? Something called Shortcuts?
No.
Have you, Chris, have you seen, this is something that came with the last iOS upgrade.
Yeah, I started to look into it, and it made me have to think harder than I wanted to.
Shortcuts will, for instance, okay, this is a confession. After teaching at the gym, I get 22 minutes of my own time in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, much like George, when you go to the Y, you sometimes sit in the sauna for a while.
I used to.
Okay, and I would set a timer. And Shortcuts is now picking up on what my habits are, and it's suggesting to me that if I press the Shortcuts app, it will say you can create a shortcut, swipe, and it'll automatically do instead of having to hunt, fish around for something. But it will also suggest your shortcuts. It will say, do you want me to set up so with a single tap you can set a timer for 22 minutes? It will predict what your creepy in a way,
right? It reminds me of Phil, our old boss, would talk about, like, he hates like the automation of everything. Like when you go to put your car window down a little bit and the car is like, what, you want your window down all the way? And you miss having that sort of control over. I feel like I'd get annoyed like that with my phone trying to guess wrongly on my behalf, trying to be helpful.
But it's doing it anyway, right? It's telling us how long it's going to take to get to daycare to pick up your kid.
Yeah, traffic. I did have that happen to me recently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't get that with a laptop, do you?
You have a kid in daycare?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. But not the specifics. The whole principle of it.
Gosh. I was missed something in your life here.
Wow. Well, you know.
There's some news.
You have another significant other.
Baby mama drama.
I don't know that they can read your mind at the provider's
No, but office. They hear what you say. They see what you record.
I've been screaming at this phone activity. For about a week.
For what?
Oh, it just does things I don't like.
Like what?
Well, it started playing music the other day, and I wasn't doing anything, and all of a sudden it started playing music. And it's a very good phone. It just does, I think, more than I need it to do. So I told all my kids have iPhones, and I'm the outlier. So I said to myself, maybe it's time to think about going back to iPhone or something. Phone rings yesterday. Oh, it's my friendly provider saying, have you been thinking about changing phones? I'm going, what the?
I'm telling you. Oh, hey, you know what? Last week at this time, remember Santa Claus called in?
Yeah.
And I said, you told Santa Claus you wanted a gyrocopter?
Yes.
And I said I wanted to get all my work done. And what was the other thing? I said I want my sciatic nerve fixed because
thanks.
I had a problem.
You gave it to me. Now I got it.
Well, okay. Merry Christmas. And I have started getting on my Facebook feed, you're not going to believe it, ads for inversion tables.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. A test some people have done is you start talking about things you wouldn't normally talk about with your phone in earshot, or should I say microphone shot. Like, let's say you don't have a cat, so you start talking about cat food.
Don't do that.
Or whatever. And next thing you know, you're going to start seeing cat food ads. Try it.
Well, we tried that with chocolate chip cookies on the program,
and it
didn't work. But it did. It picked up on, and all of these, I'm scrolling, I'm like, holy cow, an inversion. I was just saying, this is creepy.
Maybe your phone decided you didn't need any more cookies.
I kept saying good looking blonde. It didn't work.
Instead, you got ads for Gagan's Presque Isle blonde beer.
Yeah, I got some beer ads.
Caller, hello, the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. We're on with the computer geeks, Chris and Chris. What are you thinking?
Hey, I was thinking the four apps in the cradle should be the ones that you absolutely someday might have to pull up as quickly as possible. Forget the ones that you use and this one. You know, like a direct 911, a direct audio recorder, a direct camera, because audio comes and goes. You might need to grab it and record something. You're never going to have another chance. You need to take a picture. You need to get the video going. You're never going to have another chance. You need to dial 911 or call your daughter and say, hey, plans have changed, you know.
All right. Well, in some ways, at least the last one that you mentioned, the communication, oftentimes that'll be a text message, because text messaging is the closest thing we have to mental telepathy now. But the argument, guys, that we should have the most needed, not the most wanted apps in our cradle.
Well, I should throw out there, I believe you could ask your phone to call 911 if you have a modern smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my phone has that.
Right. I won't try that. I never have. I don't want to call 911. As a test, but I think you could hold your home button and say, dial 911, and it would probably do it for you.
And most of what I ask my phone to do for me, I'm less than pleased with the results of what it thinks I said or what it chooses to do, or usually just says, I'm not authorized to do that. And I want to say, I just asked you to. Your iPhone.
I paid for you.
I think somewhere in my phone, it tells me I can make an emergency 911 call. Just press.
Yeah.
Sure
we can talk about some people making 911 calls by mistake using the new key combinations to reset your phone.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
You also got a couple of questions about iPhone and laptop repair that will spring upon the computer geeks. Chris and Chris next in Spacious Studio 7A for GHRT. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.